Irwin. Campground, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. October 30th, 1898. Dear Brother Irwin, I have arisen early this morning at 1 o'clock. At this camp meeting, I have done all I can do. I have spoken 9 times before full congregations and several times before our own people. The Lord has sustained me, and for this I praise His holy name. We have consented to visit the church in Rockhampton, and we leave at 7 o'clock this morning. I have already written 15 pages, giving the substance of my last discourse in the tent Sunday afternoon, October 29th. Now, W.C. White, Sarah, and I leave this place to travel 500 miles, 15 hours by cars, and 7 hours by boat. We travel all night and arrive at our destination Tuesday, November 1st. The interest here will now be followed up. Bible readings will be given. We see a great work to be done in Brisbane in getting the warning message before the people. We could keep the workers here for months, but the harvest is white for the sickle in other places. Brethren Daniels and Palmer left a week ago for Sydney to see if they could not raise some means to carry on the work that must be done in our school interests during the summer, and which was laid out before us by the great counselor. We have invested everything we have in this work, and have hired money that it might advance. We see that we have no time to lose. If we do the work we should do, a hospital will be erected in Kurrenbong that we may care for the sick. The aged and the fatherless can be cared for in this building until we have funds to invest in another. The most important matter, and the one which we are urging forward, is a main building for the school. This we must have, and it must be undertaken at once. I wrote to Elder Loughborough in regard to the $1,000 that was invested in the building for Bible work and for a house of worship for our people. I understand that at my urgent request, the matter was taken into consideration to refund me that sum. Elder Loughborough sent me $100 on that amount and said that more would be forthcoming. As yet, nothing has come. You sent me $100 and someone else sent me the same amount. Whether the amount from Elder Loughborough was to be counted in the sum, I do not know. But one thing I am assured of, and that is that if our brethren and sisters in America knew how we have been and still are handicapped for want of means, they would make an effort to meet their agreement and send me the money for the work that is suffering to be done. I understand that an agreement was made to do this, but nothing more than the sums mentioned have come to me. Will you see what you can do to raise this for me? Again, our brethren in California have been remiss in their duty. They left Brother Leininger to become involved and mortgage my place and his own, and I have to pay the $1,400 to relieve him. The strangest part of this matter is that they let all this sum come upon me and allow me to pay $80 interest money. All the Californian brethren should share in this work of helping out of difficulty a brother who has invested his means for the support of the work in foreign fields and for the school in Healdsburg. He has had to appeal to me, and as I had no money in the Pacific Press, $80 of interest money have been charged to me. This is not as the Lord would have it. Here we have a work that is calling for every dollar that we can invest. We have hired money that we may go forward with the work, and California allows us to be crippled while we strive to do this work. Brother Jones wrote me that they anticipated difficulty from Mrs. Scott in regard to the shares she had taken, amounting to $5,000. No one thought of such a thing as asking this money of her. She offered the money as a gift to the school in Healdsburg. Brother Jones suggested that if he could get my consent, he thought the business could be settled with her. He said that if I could take shares in the Healdsburg College to the amount of $1,400, they would see the brethren took these off my hands. I consented to this, but $20 is all I have received. Brother Irwin, I want your influence to help me. I cannot have this sum cut right out of my resources. I ask you to manage this matter in some way and set me free. I want every dollar that I can command to lift the work which needs to lift it in this place. There are new fields to be opened, in Brisbane, in Rockhampton, in Newcastle, in Maitland, and in other places. A camp meeting will be held in Newcastle in a few weeks, the first public effort made in that place. In this place also the standard of truth must be lifted. Then our school needs every farthing I can command. I want the money that is invested in the Californian shares. Take these matters off my hands. I must have means to invest in the work in this field. I do not want to lay up treasure, but I must have means to carry forward the work of God. And now I have told you how I am situated. We receive no big donations, as have been made to Battle Creek, and we expect none. But I want that which should come to me, and which can come if our brethren will do their duty in the fear of God. In love to you and yours.